the first characteristic, I would say, of Jesus' life was that he lived in a relationship with his Father. He had a wonderful relationship with his Heavenly Father. And you see that many times in Scripture, in the Gospels. You need to let the Holy Spirit show you that. That the first secret of Jesus' life was his relationship with his Heavenly Father. He was so secure in that relationship. And I just want to show you one verse which teaches that. Because that's what the Holy Spirit seeks to do in our life too. It's in John's Gospel, chapter 16. John's Gospel, chapter 16. We read in verse 32. He was talking to his disciples after the Last Supper. They all had said that they would never leave him, etc., etc. They would never deny him and all that. But he said, an hour is coming, and it has already come. For you to be scattered, everyone will go to his own home, and you will leave me alone. Now these were people, remember, these 11 people were people who stuck with Jesus through all types of situations. There was a time when many other disciples left and went when they got offended with the words of Jesus, but these 11 stuck, and he said to them, do you also want to go? And they said, no, to whom shall we go? You got the words of eternal life. But now a particular trial would come where they would all leave him. There are a lot of believers who will stick with us in different situations, but sometimes it can get so intense that they will leave. Paul experienced that. A lot of believers stuck with him through many times, but finally, it says in 2 Timothy 4, when it came to the last trial, all men left him. He stood alone in court without a single person, not a single believer wanted to identify with him. But he said, the Lord stood with me. Paul was not insecure because he had seen Jesus. And Jesus says here, you leave me alone, and yet I am not alone because the Father is with me. That was the security of his life. He did not find his security in 11 good disciples who would stick by him. He found his security in the Father. He thanked God for those 11. You read that in the next chapter. It's full of thanksgiving for those 11 whom the Father had given him. But his security was not found in those 11. His security was found in the Father. He says, oh, time will come, and in a few minutes, all of you will go away. Okay, so what? I'm not alone. And the more I have seen believers, the more I'm convinced that a lot of us find our security in a group. And you can be in a group and have no relationship with the Father. And what happens is, if the group collapses, you're finished. You read that, particularly in cults. You know, people who join certain cults, they find such a security in that cult group. There's so much love, affection, care, and all that. You know, we are the only people on the earth whom God loves, and we're the only body of Christ, and all that wonderful thing. They hear that, and one day it splits. And some people are left alone. And do you know what happens to them? Some of them go right out into the world. Why? Their only security was in the group. They never had a relationship with the Father. You know, that danger can happen to all of us. Particularly if you have, what shall I call it, misfortune or good fortune of belonging to a good church. If you were in a bad church where nobody was born again, oh, then it would be different. You would know the Lord. Or you were in some lonely jungle or forest where you didn't have any believers around you. Boy, that would have been different. You would lean on the Lord. But when you're in a very good church, you don't need the Father. It's a great danger. You can get so involved in the activities of the church, in the meetings, in the choir practice, in the young people's meetings, and so many things that you really don't need God. You don't need to have a personal relationship with the Father. You don't need to read the Bible because you hear so much every week. And gradually the habit of Bible reading disappears from your life, which will not disappear from the life of a man who's living in a jungle because he doesn't have anyone to teach him. And so many other things disappear from your life. Your faith disappears because this corporate faith. You know, if you have sudden financial need, you don't have to worry. This wonderful church takes care of your financial need. But if you're out in the middle of the jungle, you can only trust God. You don't have a wonderful church. And do you know how much that has robbed you of miraculous experiences with the Father? You have a need and you very subtly, cleverly make it known to people in the church and the need is met. What have you missed? You have missed a miraculous experience with God. That's happened to so many people. That's why I decided many, many years ago that if I had a need, I wouldn't tell a soul, because I wanted to experience God in that situation. And that's what I've experienced so many years. Security in the Father. Some of you find your security in a job. You don't realize it. Your security is in a job and you don't need much faith when you have a secure job. If you had an insecure job, you'd probably get to know God a little better. Do you feel sorry for the people who have secure jobs, insecure jobs? No. I feel sorry for the people who have secure jobs. They don't need God. It's like a good church. Your life can be so independent of God because you got a good church, you got a secure job, you got a good family. You don't need God, do you? It's a very tragic situation to be in. Jesus, his whole life is found in his security with the Father. All the religious people in Israel opposed him. Didn't make a difference. He wasn't seeking for popularity with the religious crowd. We live in a day and age where a lot of Christians, you know, try to be popular. They don't want to offend anybody. They don't want to say anything that'll hurt anyone. Can you imagine Jesus living a life like this? Always careful. I must not say anything that'll hurt anybody. What would the gospel records have been like? Do you find Jesus like that in the Gospels, you know, always saying, no, I shouldn't offend the Pharisees because they also have the right doctrines and why should we talk about them? And can you imagine what his life would have been like? I mean, the Father would have to say, this is my son with whom I'm thoroughly displeased. That's what he says about a lot of Christians today. Yeah, these are my children, all right, but I'm thoroughly displeased with them because they are diplomats, they are compromisers. Jesus is not like that. He wanted to please the Father. He had a relationship with the Father of security. And that's the first thing I want to encourage all of you, my dear brothers and sisters, to have in your life. A relationship with the Father. In my travels in different places, I try to listen to how people pray publicly. Not to judge them. No, it's not my business to judge. I believe that even a child prays in stumbling words, God hears. But we need to grow up to maturity. And I've discovered one thing all over the world, including our churches. Very few people pray to the Father. Most people pray to Jesus. They don't know the Father. They are orphans. They are like people who got an elder brother, but they have no father. They are orphans. If you don't believe me, test it out. Have you heard me pray? I always pray to the Father. If you heard me, you noticed that. Because I know the Father. Not only that, because Jesus said, when you pray, don't say Lord Jesus, say our Father. I'm just obeying Jesus' command, that's all. I take every word of God seriously. Now, I'm not saying that if you pray to Jesus, God won't hear you. Don't misunderstand me. We teach our children to pray to Jesus. I believe with all my heart when you pray to Jesus, He hears you. All I'm saying is, when I became a man, I put away childish things. That's all I'm saying. If you're a child, spiritually, please go ahead, continue to pray to Jesus. But Jesus told his disciples, when you pray, say, Our Father. You read in Romans chapter 8, we're talking about the Holy Spirit. Verse 14, for all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. You have not received the spirit of slavery, Romans 8:15, leading to fear again. But you have received a spirit of adoption as sons, by which we cry out, Lord Jesus, no. We cry out, Abba Father. The Holy Spirit fills me and He speaks out through me and says, Father, I am a son. And He shows me Jesus, my eldest brother.